What's up, you guys? My name is Noelle, and this is Hot Girl Happy Hour, where I discuss all things pop culture, lifestyle, and hot. Let me set my scene for you guys. My chair is in my daughter's room, and I don't want to risk waking her up. So I'm literally sitting on my bed with my microphone, looking at Mount Charleston, and I have my favorite candle burning. I'm in a good mood right now. I just had a really good workout and finished listening to the Raven episode on the Vile Files, and I'm ready to discuss. I have a full timeline pulled up with notes, so let's get into it. So, of course, everyone wanted to know what happened with SK and Raven and the cheating allegations, and she laid everything on the table. A lot of people say, oh, when I first watched her season of Love is Blind, I didn't like Raven. And I stand by, I always liked Raven. She's smart. She's so well-spoken. And I think she stays true to herself. I really, really like Raven. I like her Pilates classes. I love everything about her. I think if people watch this episode, they would for sure love her even more. So in March, SK was talking to the first girl, and Raven found out at the same time as everyone else on TikTok. And what Raven says is that she continuously told him, tell me everything right now and we're good. You know, just before it gets out there, tell me everything. And SK just kept lying and kept everything hidden. We also now know that SK later on admitted to Raven that she is not his physical type, which is astounding to me because Raven is so beautiful, but he says that she's not his physical type. So there were small things that Raven saw, like a washcloth with a bunch of makeup on it, and she confronted about him about it when she saw it in his apartment. And you guys, he said, I was doing a turmeric face mask. Raven also says the girl told SK that she would delete the TikTok. So the second girl, Hannah, who had like pictures of her and SK in Cabo, where he told Raven he had never been. Him and Raven took a trip to Mexico, and he made it a whole thing of how he's never been to Mexico, but he was literally there the month before with the girl Hannah. So Hannah supposedly tried to extort $300,000 out of SK. I'm wondering, does he even have that much money? A lot of people are saying the same thing that I'm thinking, like, how did he have this much time? Like, this guy's in grad school, he has a job, he has an internship. He's managing a long-distance relationship and in-person relationships, going on vacations. Like, we all need his time management skills. Raven also says the girl never reached out to her, even though the girl in TikTok comments was saying, well, I tried to reach out to her. I got no response. This girl, to me, is a little bit obsessed with the fact that she took Raven's man in particular. And I think that happens sometimes where it's like, it's not even about the guy. It's about who you took the guy from. Because you look at Raven, she's beautiful. She has all these Twitter and Instagram and TikTok followers. And Raven was vaguely successful before Love is Blind. You know, she was a Pilates master instructor. And the girl Hannah B's friends called Raven and was like, she's obsessed with you. She's talking about taking some of your Pilates classes. How insane is that? Like, what I didn't expect is Raven talking about just kind of how toxic he was as a boyfriend / fiance, commenting on what she should wear and what she shouldn't wear. He sent her a picture of another woman suggesting that she should try to look more like that. I think that's so sad. And it's crazy what women will put up with, because Raven talked about it and she was like, there have been guys that exclusively dated me for my looks. And I thought this was so much better because this is a man who doesn't care about me, about my looks. He cares about my intellect and things like that. And that's so much better. And she felt mature. But you know, that is confusing. Do you want to be with someone who likes you because of your looks or likes you despite your looks? And do those things really matter? Does having a physical type matter? Is that going to affect your relationship? Obviously it did for them, and Love is not Blind for SK. But I really like Raven. I think she has such an open heart, and she talked about it. No matter what, she's going to go all in when she loves someone and when she's interested in someone, and she's never going to regret that. I think more people should be like that, because it's really normalized to shy away from your emotions and put walls up. And that's bad to do. Like, if you love someone, you have to go all in, because there's no other way to do it. And she still preaches that you should do that. A clip that I really like from the interview, something that Raven said.
I want to just go into something with 100% of my heart. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And that's okay, because I know, like, I put everything that I have into it and I don't have any walls up. And like, I want to show up as me. and see what happens. So I think
I don't think you're ever going to suffer long term from being a good person and giving your all to another person. At the end of it all, they're going to suffer. I think SK is going to suffer so much more than Raven's going to suffer. She's going to go on to bigger and brighter things. SK also told Raven that she should be lying on his behalf to protect his reputation, because he said that everyone loved her and that she didn't need to focus on her reputation, but instead needed to focus on fixing his reputation. And he just wanted to erase the entirety of their relationship. SK also asked the producers not to air the engagement. Like, he was ashamed that he got re-engaged to her. Like, he was begging and locked himself in a vehicle. Obviously, the producers showed it, but he was honestly so sneaky and conniving, and everyone was busy hating Cole. And I'm still standing on that. Cole was not good. He said some mean things. But the SK cheating thing, a lot of people are shocked. I'm not 100% shocked. Because just some of what he said in the pods before he saw Raven, I was like, I don't think he's not giving I love black women energy, which is okay, but date your type if you're gonna do this to her. Like, he was going on vacation 3 days after the show ended recording with another woman. What was the point of that at all? I'm also really interested to know if it's true that he let one of his little side girls go to the wedding. That's completely astounding to me. Also, I think it's really messed up that from the get-go, there were so many people saying, well, Raven must have been in on it. It must have been a PR relationship. She faked this. She knew he was talking to all those women. Why would she risk the public embarrassment? Like, that's not fun to go through. She must be humiliated at everything. So for people that were villainizing her, saying that she knew all the time, just go watch the interview. You can't fake those emotions. She was really vulnerable the whole time. It was really a good interview. I usually don't watch the Wild Files unless someone, you know, like, I watched the Nate from Michelle's season episode because, duh. I'm going to do her revenge body program, which is going to have journal prompts. So I'm really excited for that. Like Raven said, I think all you can really do is keep loving with all your heart. Keep trying to make those connections work. And if they don't, move on and don't look back. Don't regret it. That is all for this episode. You guys have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you in a bit.